following the gospel passage we've been hearing this week. We've been following the gospel of St. Matthew. And our Lord is talking about the kingdom of heaven. And he has been describing it, we have seen earlier, as a kernel, as it were, a small seed that grows. It is nurtured, it is cared for, it grows. He is describing, of course, love. And as we've seen from, well, we saw yesterday through the gospel, first reading of St. John, God is love. So we are talking about growing in our union with God. And today, our Lord speaks of the kingdom of heaven as that pearl, as it were, of great price, or the treasure, as he speaks of in the first example, that is worth every sacrifice that we can make to achieve it. And it will require sacrifice to achieve it. But our Lord is pointing out it's worth every bit of it, whatever sacrifice we have to make. And we have seen also Our Lady in her apparitions, particularly to Fatima, requested that of the children and repeated it over. Sacrifice, prayer and sacrifice. For what? For the salvation of souls, ultimately. Specifically for the conversion of sinners. But ultimately, that means the salvation of souls. And that's what we prayed for, as it were, in the opening prayer, which is the prayer for St. Peter Chrysologus, whom we celebrate today. That we can achieve that kingdom, that we understand its value, and we're well prepared to make any sacrifice to achieve it. And it will mean sacrifice, because it's going to mean giving up of ourselves. Everything, including our wills, everything. To give it back to God so God can fill us with himself. And if we don't do that, what do? We block God. If we don't give ourselves completely, we block him. Let us then willingly give ourselves completely, would make whatever sacrifice it takes. Give all that we are, all that we have, back to God. And we will then achieve that union of God, which is the kingdom of God. We will achieve our salvation. Praise be Jesus and Mary.